And now, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show presents the Coach Vernon Dozier Hour. Yes, I'm General Galen Shaw. I'll be moderating this panel tonight with Coach Vernon Dozier and his special guest, Don Berman from Channel 19 News, and from the Belmar Academy PTO, Mr. Don Oil. Now, Coach Vernon Dozier. All right, thanks very much, General Shaw. It's a pleasure, and this is Coach Vernon Dozier with the Vernon Dozier Hour. And obviously, what people want me to get into is what everybody is now calling, and I suppose I should give it some name, or I can go with this name. Everyone's now calling it the Great Nude, or the Great Nude Up of 2019. Now, before we get a little silly with all this stuff, and our number, by the way, is 555-6121-1156. Is that, that's my understanding, yes. All right. And you can call in with any kind of comment you want. It doesn't make any difference to me. I've been putting up with all kinds of, as we used to say down south, all kinds of mess for a long time, so it's not going to be any kind of a thing for me. But I do want to just address the nude up, or what I called was the strip. And since that time, I've told people, you know, I said I would engage in the strip. And they said, when you got nude, I said, no, I didn't get nude. That was the whole thing. Now, Father James McCord is going to be on to tell us his decision as to whether or not I'm still employed at Belmar Academy. That was supposed to come on Monday. I had a meeting with him on the phone on Saturday night, immediately after I got bonded out by Coach Hepcat and some of the other coaches that had come to the sheriff's substation there in Glendale. And I was arrested for a preliminary investigation of indecent exposure. And they were, you know, taking a look at, well, was this, some guy said it was a protest. And I said I was not completely nude. And the sheriff said, well, they didn't know it at the time. They did find residue. They found the jock itch spray. They said that didn't prove anything. And then they brought in the jock strap. My wife, Mindy, came in with the jock strap that she and a couple of the other wives had found had been pulled off of me and thrown. And that was the whole point that I'm trying to make.
So you're wearing a jock strap?
I was wearing a jock strap, yeah. So I was not completely nude. This man, Don Soil, who we will have on these very airwaves here tonight, a parent and a member of the PTO, by the way, Parent Teacher Organization of Belmar Academy, came over and he said he was monitoring to see if I was nude. And I don't know what that's about. We're going to get him on the phone right now, as a matter of fact. We'll have Don Berman on. We'll have Father James McCorders on as well. But let me first of all get this gentleman on, who is Mr. Ron Soil, and he is a parent at Belmar Academy, parent of member of our PTO at Belmar Academy. And you're in a bathtub, sir? Is that correct?
Yes, that is. That's correct, yes.
And why is that?
Because I'm relaxing in the tub, and it was a tough day. And
okay, well, I've had some tough days, too.
I understand that.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Soil, so we can...
My name is Don Oil, not Ron Soil, not people want to take it there. They can. The name is Oil.
I forgive me. I got the name wrong. You're Don Oil.
Don Oil, not Ron Soil.
Yes, sir.
There's a Ron Soil that I know. I know a Ron Soil who lives in Borden, but that's not me.
Now, okay. You said you were monitoring.
I was.
And what were you monitoring?
I was going to check... I walked out to midfield. You might have remembered me following you.
I had a sense that there was somebody following me. I didn't know it was you.
Well, I was following you, and I was looking with my camera, and I also had my sister, Mrs. Darlene Phillip, and she's from the Passing the Mound section. She was with me. My wife was in the stands, and I had my camera, and she was taking notes. And
what were you taking notes? I don't understand.
Let me finish. She was taking notes as to your behavior. We were following you up.
As to my behavior?
Yes, we wanted to see if you were exhibiting any kind of behavior that bespoke. Understand, Coach, you say I'm going to go out and take my clothes off if we don't win by 10. We lost the game by 3, as a matter of fact.
I know. I'm fully aware of the score.
All right. So when you got out there, off came your clothes, and I saw that you were lying. You were lying, lying, lying. I saw it. I told her to...
No, hold on for a minute.
No, I told her to make a note because you were lying. You said you were going to get nude, and you didn't. So that lie was compound in my own mind. It began to compound, you see, because when you said you were going to strip and strip it off fully right at the last whistle is what you said.
Yes, at the end of the game, if we had not won by 10 points, I was stripping it down.
Yes, and you didn't, so you lied, and I told her to make a note of that. And
all right, if I lied, what has that got to do with you grabbing the jock strap and pulling it off of me, almost injuring me in the process?
Did you not say that you were going to get? Did you not say you were going to get naked?
Yes, I did. I said I was going to strip.
And you lied, didn't you?
Hold on for just a minute here, Mr. Oil.
Sorry, but
yeah. See this guy.
Oh, you. This always happens. Is your name? It's Shaw, right?
I'm General Galen Shaw. Yes, I'm the one who is going to be doing the moderating here. Now you have to just relax. We don't want any yelling.
This man had said he was going to get naked, and he didn't.
All right, when you pulled the jock strap off of him, did you know that you could injure a man? Because his testicles are obviously inside that thing.
I wasn't thinking. Was he thinking about me? What he said he would do, he didn't do. He didn't do.
What is wrong with you, man? Let me ask you something. Is this some gay thing with you?
No!
All right, I'm going to have to hang up, sir.
I'm sorry.
What is the problem? Why are you so angry that I didn't get nude? I can guess. I mean, your son, David Oil, he was supposed to be the starting quarterback last year. I benched him. I didn't start him this year because he isn't any good. And you know, we went with Derry Wadsworth, his son, and you didn't like that.
My son had every opportunity. He had every right to start. I've looked at the pass completion to pass attempt ratio of every other quarterback that you've had on that team.
You've got to calm it down, sir.
All right.
So this is all about... So when you pulled that jock strap off of me, what were you talking about? What were you thinking?
You said I knew you were fired. If you'd gotten naked... If you had been good to your word and you got naked and you took your clothes off, you would have been fired and there'd be a new coach. My boy is a junior this year. He'd have an opportunity to start this year.
Well, your son did not have an opportunity to start this year because I was a head coach, and as far as I know, I still am.
I hope to God that Father McQuarters does the right thing and fires you.
The right thing being another coach because you just want your son to start. It's got nothing to do with me taking my clothes off.
Yes, it did.
Well, let me jump in here. Why did you get angry when his clothes were not off?
I was angry. He said he'd nude. There's two parts to this. First of all, the nude. What I would call the nude up. Wouldn't you agree?
But what I called it the strip.
Okay, there's the strip. You didn't strip. And that would make me... I'd be happy that you didn't strip, but then I got angry that you didn't strip because I knew you'd get fired. Don't you understand?
I gotta hang up on you.
Please don't. I just try to...
Oil, I've been watching you all year. Yeah, I've been watching you all year. You embarrass your son by showing up on practices. You're always talking to him. You can tell that the kid is all worn down by your mouth, just blah, blah, blah. I look over and I gotta see is your mouth going. And your son is worn down by the whole thing. You're probably your whole family. Here you are with your sunglasses, all 5'8" of you, with your hands shoved in your pockets.
Oh, all 5'8"? Well, my son is 6'3".
You got a great strapping young athlete for a son. Yes, you do. You give that boy half a chance, but you're in his ear all the time. And now you're following me out onto the field, taking notes. You got your sister, and you're hoping that I do take my clothes off or I don't.
I wanted you not to because of what...
You know, you're giving yourself a stroke now.
No. I wanted you to take your clothes off so we could fire you, and you didn't. And when you didn't...
And that's when you got upset. And that's when you grabbed my jock strap and almost pulled my balls off. All right, we've got to watch that.
That's the kind of language that he does every time of the game.
No, that's all. That's what you did. You almost pulled my balls clean off when you pulled that jock strap off of me.
You said you were going to do them. You did.
No, let him talk. Let him talk. I'm telling you. Let him talk. Go ahead.
So you lied. You lied.
Hey, what are you? You're in a tub. Are you with somebody in that tub?
See, I expect that kind of commentary from you. I'm just going to close out by saying this, Coach. You lied.
Yeah, I lied. Yeah. Mr. Oil, you know, this is, after all, a high school football game.
I know that. My wife told me that.
And it's a high school football game and such that it's not a serious effort. And your son is going to have ample opportunity to play football, I'm sure, at the junior college.
My son isn't going to a junior college. My son's going to a four-year. It's this fucking asshole.
Well, there you go. Jesus, there you go. That's what I mean about these parents. Now, that's the guy, Ron, or what's his, whatever the hell his name is. Don Oil is his name. Don Oil. That's the guy who pulled the jock off of me. Now, what happened was, I went out there, L.A. County Sheriff, boy, I can't even breathe. L.A. County Sheriff was on site, and as they always are.
Well, you've got a level of security at all the football games.
Yeah. But they've been told by Father McCord is what I was going to do. Father McCord didn't care. He's going to get me arrested. And they said I was going to strip. When I pulled my pants down, I had a jock on. The sheriff had a blanket anyway.
And the sheriff put the blanket on you.
The sheriff draped the blanket all on top of me. This guy, Oil, and a couple of the other parents I didn't recognize. I thought I recognized Daryl Squatton was one of them. Pulled the blanket off of me because they wanted me to get busted full on. For nude, for going nude.
For indecent exposure.
Yeah. And so, God, I can barely breathe. So when I, went out there and I pulled my pants down, that was the first thing I did. Now I'm getting my shoes off. Well, you know, it takes a while to get your clothes off because I pulled my pants down, but I had to get my shoes off. So my pants are wadded up around my ankles.
Well, I saw it. Look, I was there, as you know.
Well, you and...
I was there to monitor the situation. You took probably, 30 seconds to get your clothes. I don't know what you were thinking.
I hadn't planned it out either. All I knew is I was going to do what I said I'd do. And when I saw the clock ticking down and I saw the coaches looking at me, some of the coaches are going for their car. The students are standing. The you saw the team was still there.
Well, everybody in the crowd didn't move.
Yeah, we had 2,000 people at the Dozier. Okay.
Yeah, the Vernon Dozier Stadium.
Right, right. And so I come to the middle of the field. I'm starting to pull my pants down. I can't get them off my shoes. So I sit down on the field.
You sit on the field, and now here comes the sheriff.
Well, the sheriff's coming over. I took my shirt off, and I sat down, and I got my shoes off, and I unwadded my pants. By the time I got up, the sheriff arrived. They threw the blanket over top of me.
And at no time did you take the jock strap off?
I didn't take the jock off, no. Now, the sheriff said to me, it doesn't matter. You were indecently exposed because you see my ass. So I said, yeah, but you know what? I had the decency to cover up my, penis. And the sheriff's like, and they made a joke. Are you sure you even needed the jock? You could have used any, and he brought out some kind of a piece of tissue. He goes, you could have used this, and ha ha. They all laughed. And there's not much you can do when you're sitting in a sheriff's substation and they're all gathered around you. I had a member of the sheriff's investigative force there. One of the detectives is there.
Now, what did he want?
Well, he's just listening to what I got to say. That's all. I mean, he's hearing the other police officers talking to me. I said, I promised I'd do it, and I did it. I said, but I wore the jock strap so that I wasn't completely nude. And that's what I'm going to tell Father McCorders tonight when he gets on the line. And that's why, and this guy, and you could hear in the voice of that guy, Ron or Don or whatever the hell his name is. His
name's Don Oil.
Don or Dan?
It might be Dan.
Dan Oil. You can hear it in his voice. He got really upset that I did not strip out. And stripped down, and that I had clothes on because he wanted to get me fired. He thinks that jockstrap's going to save my job. I have no idea.
Well, okay, so you wore the jockstrap because you didn't want to get fully nude. Is that right?
That's exactly right. I didn't want to get fully nude because, at the end of the day, I didn't think it was right. But I did want to be good to my word. So I thought, well, stripping down to a jock, that's about as good as it's going to get. That'll give them a thrill of a lifetime. And
what do you mean a thrill?
There's certain members... Don't ask me to explain, but there's certain members of the parents and and the people that follow Belmar Academy. They get a big thrill out of me. And
are they women?
Some of them. I just don't want to say, but I thought okay, because I got all these letters from people and
so you get fan letters from women wanting you to.
I didn't say from who. I'm just telling you. And that guy Oil, he might have been one of them for all I know.
Well, we've called the police on him, so they're going to be... He sounds like he's crackers.
Yeah, well, thank you. That still doesn't mean that I'm going to be walking out of here upright, because he sounds like the kind of guy that come after me.
Slow down.
He sounds like the kind of guy that would come after me. No problem, but nonetheless...
No, that's not going to happen. We've got the sheriff on it. They're on their way to his house anyway.
They're on it. Why?
Because we just said We thought we had a very dangerous caller, and we wanted to let them know.
So I get letters. So what I said is, I'll wear a jock. You can see the ass. That'll give a thrill to all of some of them anyway. Some of the there's some wives. Okay, I'm not naming who.
You don't want to name one.
I'm not naming anyone. But there's some of the wives, maybe five or six, really have a thing for me. So I said to myself, when I strip, I'm going to wear the jock so I can be decent and right and sweet and, you know, it's all right and it's good. But I'll keep the ass bare in case there's some of them, you know, and I sort of tilted myself. When I stripped, I sort of tilted my ass in the direction where I think I saw at least three of these women sitting toward the south end goalposts.
So you tilted, you showed your ass.
Yeah, I showed my ass to the south grandstand. And I thought I heard something like, hey, you know, yeah, or something like that.
Did it have a female voice?
Well, it had, yeah, it sounded like one of the gals. One of them doesn't sound, she's got a very low-pitched voice. So I thought, and she's a woman, don't worry about it. Well, how do you know?
I don't know, but I know her husband.
Anyway, I'm saying way too much, but... What I'm saying is I thought I heard, yeah, it sounded like her. I don't know, it might not have been her. So I'm showing my ass, but I'm covered up in the ball. And now comes this guy, Oil. And as soon as I pulled my pants up and I stood up, I put my hands on my hips, I showed my ass to the south grandstand. I kind of leaned forward.
Okay, so that brings up a point here. We have Colleen Quattro on the phone. Now, Colleen is a... parent there, I believe. I think she's a single mother of... Do you know Driscoll Quattro, one of the...
I know the Quattro boys. They're not on my team, though.
No, I know that. Colleen, hi. It's this is General Shaw. We have Vernon Dozier. Colleen, did you say you saw the coach bend forward?
Now, I want to say something before you get on. Colleen, do I know you? Your sons don't play for me, do they?
No, they don't.
All right. But you were at the game.
Yes, I was at the game. I'm there to support our teams. It's something I've done. My son Driscoll's father left him and pretty much left us on our own, and I've tried to give him as full and as rich an upbringing as I can.
Does he come to our games?
He does not. I go to the games because I love football and because I have followed since Driscoll and I came to the Glendale area and we enrolled him. I've gone to the games. First was more of into gymnastics and swimming.
So you come to these games by yourself?
Yes, I do, but this is the point that I'm trying to make is that when you were in the middle of the field...
Now, she says that you bent forward almost as if to show more...
Boy, this is not fair.
But you did, Coach. You bent forward almost as if you wanted to spread, excuse me for saying, your buttocks so that the crack was evident. And I wasn't going to call or say anything, but I heard where you were going, and I don't think it was entirely honest.
All right, thank you very much.
Well, I wanted to say one other thing.
Yeah, that's...
Would you say she's one of the women?
I don't know. You know, she's there. She says that she's her son isn't right. I know Driscoll Quattro. He's a good kid. I don't think I've ever met his mother, but Colleen, thank you very much for that. But I think that is extremely, extremely insulting.
She says that she was looking at you and you had your hands on your hips, right?
Yes, I did.
You bent over as if to spread the ass cheeks. Excuse the language, but...
I bent over because I was sick to my stomach. It had been a very, very difficult game. It had been one in which I felt, I thought we should have won. We didn't win, and there I was. I was fulfilling my pledge to the student body of Belmar Academy and to the listeners of this show and to all of these parents. Yeah, I would strip it down, I'd nude it,
and you bent forward at the waist.
I felt, yes, I had gas pains. I felt sick. I felt as if I was going to either vomit, and I pray God thank you it didn't happen. I thought I was going to have a diarrhea down the leg and everything.
Jesus.
Yeah. So thank you, Ms. Quattro, for calling, but you've only just, you know, thrown fuel on the fire a little bit here. And it was never my intention to bend over and spread the cheeks. So what?
She thinks you did it to give them a thrill. Now, she may be one of these women that admires you. Do you remember getting a letter from her?
I do not. I don't get letters that are signed. I know who the women are, though, because they'll always give me some hint. Like I'm that, well, I better not say, because the husbands might be listening.
Well, I was just, yeah.
I don't recall this gal at all. I don't, but I will go ahead and speculate that if she's looking at me.
This is the Vernon Dozier Hour, and I am General Galen Shaw. We're going to be right back with Father James McQuarters and Don Berman from Channel 19 News, and we're going to find out whether Coach Dozier has been dismissed, or will he retain his position as head football coach there at Belmar Academy. And, of course, we'll get Don Berman's perspective. Channel 19 News was all over this, and I mean all over it, like a bad smell. No, not like a bad smell. They were all over it like good reporters, and we'll get his report as well here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, The Vernon Dozier Hour.
This is The Vernon Dozier Hour. We'll be right back. I'm Wad Elliott.
Jesus.
Hey, guys, it's Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show merchandise store. Now, you're listening here to Coach Vernon Dozier. What better way to celebrate Coach Dozier? Is he going to keep his job? Is he not? I don't know. But what better way to celebrate Coach Dozier, either keeping his job or getting fired, than buying Belmar Academy merch? You can get the football jerseys. We've got the ladies and the men's. We also have the Belmar Academy regular slaughterhouse jerseys. All kinds of Belmar Academy gear for you, as well as all kinds of other gear from the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have the Jeff Dowder shirt, which is, you know, the Dark Horse shirt. Right, bud?
Yeah, the Dark Horse for Jeff Dowder. We also have Chris Norton and the Norton Splodes.
We have Norton Splodes, okay. And we also have, I don't know that we have Norton Splodes, but I do know that we have all of the R.C. Collins shirts, the Bradley Military Academy shirts. We have, of course, Bobby Dooley's shirt, the Western Estates gear, all kinds of stuff. You've got to go there and see it to believe it. It's nuts.
Oh, yeah. Specially added, Rudy Canoza.
That's, yes, the Rudy Canoza Je T'aime Lingerie line of beautiful lingerie, as well as the jockey shorts. You'll love it no end.
Yep, that's our merch store at philhenryshow.com. You cannot listen to one of our shows, you cannot listen to us interview one of our guests without going over there and buying at least one piece of merch. So when you listen to our show, go to the merch store, buy something. When you listen to it again, buy something. And when you listen to it again, you know.
Yeah, on and on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah, until they're broke.
Not till they're broke, but you know. Yeah, till you, it's close to, you know.
Until you're financially uncomfortable.
Right. The world-famous Phil Henry Show merch store at philhenryshow.com. Jesus.
And welcome back now to the Vernon Dozier Hour. I'm Wad Elliott.
This guy, Wad Elliott, is he,
Yeah, he's supposed to.
Bud Dickman just sauntered in to get his mail. He's supposed to do what?
We said he could do...
You said he could do what?
Do what it shows.
Anyway, this is Coach... Yeah, see, you just did it. This is General Galen Shaw with Coach Vernon Dozier. And welcome back here. Now, we have with us Father James McQuarters. But I think before we get Father McQuarters on the phone, it's probably right of us to get Don Berman.
I would think that Don Berman's a better... I think Don Berman is a better... I think he's a better pick, because Don can give us some background on exactly what's happening and the lead-up, I guess, if you could say, to all of this. Don Berman from Channel 19 News is joining us. Don, good to have you with us. So I know that you don't regularly follow football, but you were there at the game because you'd been tipped off.
Well, yeah, we got the tip from... I suppose one of the Phil Henry Show listeners, or we got this tip from someone from the high school that said that you were going to strip. And I said, well, what does that mean? And they said, nude. They said, full nude at the end of the game.
Why doesn't someone just say he's taking his clothes off?
Well, yes, you could say that. But when you're talking about news tips and when you're talking about a tip line, General, people need to get that information out before they see someone coming. You could be standing at a phone booth. You could be on your own phone, for that matter. But you're in a restaurant, and you're trying to get very confidential information out, and then you say, and then you turn around, and there's someone standing there breathing on you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to get the info out fast.
Yeah, so they'll say, the strip happens at 10:15, click, and then you're hearing the phone. And
the strip happens at 10, how did they know?
I think that was just approximation.
They're approximating when the game would be over. Now, here's what I know at this hour from Channel 19 News. We do know that Coach Dozier, at the end of the game, of the final whistle, in fact, went to the center of the field. 2,000 fans stayed in their seats. We didn't see that much movement toward the parking lot. He did exactly what he said he would. What he did. He took his pants off. They wadded up around the ankles. He realized he was kind of stuck there, so he took his shirt off and his T-shirt. Then he sat down in the middle of the field, getting grass and mud everywhere. took his shoes off. At that point, L.A. County Sheriff came over with a blanket and began to escort him off. We saw two parents, a female and a male, pull the blanket off. And
Did you recognize who it was, Don, because...
Hold on for a minute. I'm doing a report. I'll give you the information.
My apologies.
All right.
You said you saw two parents.
Yes, two parents approached, a man and a woman. They pulled the blanket off. Then another man came, grabbed the strap of the jock strap at the coach's thigh, on his right thigh, pulled as hard as he could. Coach winced, reached down for his genitals as if to protect them. The entire jock strap flew off. And that's when the sheriff retrieved the blanket, put it back on Coach Dozier. They were admonishing these two parents. And we may hear more about that because they were admonishing both parents with the handle end of their billy sticks.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
No, so they were threatening them.
The sheriff, simply with the handle end of their billy stick, was waving it saying, "Back off of me," or something like that. I was trying to read his lips. It looked like something along the lines of, "You can get off of me, right? Get off of me. I'm not your hound dog," something like that. But they
said what?
I don't know, but they told the parents to back off. And then we saw them hustle you into the radio car. The only other thing, you took the blanket off and threw it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I took the blanket off. As soon as I sat down in the radio car, the cruiser, I took the blanket off and threw it, and the cop took it and put it back on me.
Yes, that's exactly what we saw. We went to the station. The coach was bonded out by his wife, Mindy, about 4 hours later, because I guess they had an awful lot to talk to you about, huh?
Yeah, well, that's something that I'm not going to comment on. I got my attorney who's...
And who's your attorney? Is it Wireman?
Now, that was going to be announced...
It's Harvey Wireman, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Harvey Wireman. I mean, I know him through the Henry Show, and I figure that Henry owes me...
You don't have an attorney of your own?
I do, but this was recommended to me since I was on the Henry Show. I'd announced it on his show. They said that Wireman takes care of all those details.
Well, he's a good lawyer.
All right, I don't know.
All right, well, sorry. So you're using one of Henry's attorneys. That's interesting. Does Henry claim some exclusivity?
I don't have anything else to comment on, you know.
To comedy on?
To comment on.
All right. Well, that's what we saw. As I said, I went down. Your wife bonded you out, Mindy, about 4 hours later. She's a very, very attractive young lady. She walked in there wearing skin-tight jeans.
Well, what does that got to do with you?
Nothing. It was very... I thought it was just something that was... Well, I can tell you, it caused me to... It knocked me off of, you know... It rattled my concentration.
My wife wearing skin-tight... Yeah, she came in and bonded me out.
Yes. Coach Dozier's wife, Mindy, came in wearing spray-on jeans and 3-inch heels. Like you could... Man. So, anyway, she bonded you out, and the bail was set at $1,000, and Coach Dozier then returned home.
All right, so those are the facts of it. Now, you mentioned something on Twitter, Don, that you didn't want to cover this anymore.
Well, it's high school stuff. I mean, it's nothing against you, Coach, but I've got, you know, I'm sitting there on Twitter with 270 followers. This is not going to get it done for me. Okay, then they send me over to the substation. His wife walks in with the spray-on jeans. You suddenly begin to question who you are and what you're about.
Why would that make you do that?
I'm covering a guy who stripped, I don't know.
That sounds to me like it's a pretty good story, you know?
You're the guy that's, get a load of this guy. Yeah, sure, it's a pretty good story, but you're the guy that's going to have to, you know, face the music on it.
Yeah, no, that's true, but it sounds like a unique story, and you had the scoop on it. And
all right, well, Coach, don't worry. I don't need you, a high school football coach, to make me, Don Berman, you know, a major L.A. anchor, feel better about things. But
all right, so who cares how my wife was dressed?
Not at all. I'm just saying it distracted me from doing my job. It distracted me from doing my job. You have a very beautiful wife. She's a redhead.
She wears those big earrings, and she wears skin-tight jeans, and that's how she dresses when she's going to back that truck over my hand next Monday, 2 weekends in a row, because I told her, I said, I deserve it.
What do you mean, back the truck over your hand?
Oh, you don't know this. She backs the Humvee over his hand, and she's going to do it an extra weekend, huh?
Yeah, because of the fact that I stripped and embarrassed her.
And you might have lost your job.
Well, we're going to find out about that here when we come back. Listen, Don, thanks so much.
But I just want to say, Coach, whatever your name is.
My name is Coach Dozier.
Yeah, Coach Dozier. His wife is a redhead with the greatest...
Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah. You know something? I think that's wrong to comment on a man's wife, even though he was trying to be complimentary.
Well, apparently it distracted him from his work, her coming in with the skin-tight jeans.
Yeah, that's how she dressed. Anyway, I'm Coach Vernon Dozier. We're going to come back here with Father James McCorders. We're going to find out whether I'm fired or whether I'm going to assume I'm fired.
You're pretty sure you're going to be fired.
That's what he said he'd do. He said he would fire me if I stripped down and stripped it off.
All right, you don't have to. Jesus, you're breathing. I can smell your breath.
Well, sorry about that.
You've been drinking a lot of coffee, huh?
Yes, I have. You know, I'll do it.
No, I'll do it. This is the coach, Vernon Dozier.
I'll do it. I'm Vernon Dozier. Me. I'm Wud Elliott. The Coach Vernon Dozier Hour. Brought to you by
Joe Filoni Sandwiches. We're at the corner of Colorado and 50th. Come on into Joe Filoni Sandwiches, and you'll walk out of there either loving us or hating us. But you will have a visceral, emotional reaction to Joe Filoni Sandwiches. Sandwiches and more. The corner of Colorado and 50th in Eagle Rock. Now, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show's Vernon Dozier Hour. This is General Galen Shaw, and here is Coach Vernon Dozier.
All right, I'm told that hanging on the line now, we do have Father James McCorders, and Father McCorders is going to join us here from the Belmore Academy Rectory, which is where the priests reside. That's the residence, the priest's residence, and we're going to talk about, I guess, the future here of, good old Coach Dozier. And Father McCorders, thanks for being with us.
Well, it's my pleasure, Vernon, it's great to be with you and to be talking to all of your listeners. And as you probably have guessed, no, I'm not firing you.
Why would you think you're not firing me?
No, I'm not. And when I say you guessed, why would I come on the air to announce that you're fired if I already said that you are fired, you see?
Well, you said you wanted to talk about it.
Right. That should have been a tip-off. It should have been the tip-off.
You mean that should have been the tip-off?
That should have been the tip-off, yeah, that you're not fired.
All right, I had a stinking hunch.
Yeah, you had a stinking hunch and you milked it, and good for you.
I did not if you think I milked it for publicity, no, I did not.
Well, then why else would you milk it? If you knew that I really wasn't going to fire you...
Well, why are you guys arguing about this? Why don't you get to... Why are you not firing him?
No, I'll get to that, but if you knew that I wasn't going to fire you, why didn't you say so?
All right, okay. Because I knew that Phil gave me the hour... Because I knew.
Because you knew that you might have a couple of more shows, and you wanted to milk it, and you wanted to be a big shot.
I didn't want to be a big shot.
Yes, you did. You wanted to be a real big man.
Well, now, what are you getting emotional about?
What am I getting emotional about?
What are you getting emotional about?
Don't you think I'd like to have my own show? Don't you think I'd like to, you know?
Oh, okay, so that's what this is about, huh?
No, it's not what this is about. It's just that I sit here, night after night, I listen to you, I listen to Jim Sadler, I listen to Jay Santos, I listen to Coach here, I listen to the General, rather, and...
There's another guy mistaking me for the coach. I'm a general. A G-E-N...
I know.
Well, then why don't you get it right?
I'm getting it right. But every week, I'm listening to one of you doing your own show, and I thought maybe I could do my own, that's all.
Hey, you know, my father...
You almost called me mother. What a...
You're not allowed to hang up on this show. I'm sorry.
Should we keep going?
Yeah, okay.
Now, Father, if you'd like, you can guest host on my show anytime you want.
Oh, I get to guest host, do I? Okay. You know.
Well, what is it that you're saying? Is he fired or not?
No, he's not fired. He's not fired, and the only thing that saved you is what you knew would save you, and that was the jockstrap. So you did not expose the genitalia, and as such, I could not really hold... to my original contention that I would fire you if you were stark raving naked. Now, had you been completely naked... And the other thing was, Mr. Oyle, who I know, and I know the family, I know their son, and I also know that they have applied for scholarship for the boy.
So they've got their son there on scholarship.
They have applied for a scholarship, so they owe the school. And I would say that his actions in pulling that jockstrap off of you... was not good for... It was not a very good action, not an honest action, if you know what I'm saying. So, and that the police immediately covered you with a blanket. The fact you threw the blanket off, though, shows that you did have intent of inwood, didn't you? Did you have that intent?
Yes, I did.
Of course you did, because you threw the blanket off.
Yeah, but he was sitting in the radio car.
I was sitting in a squad car.
All right, well, here's what the problem is. We've got a game on Friday night. It's at Glaba Gardens, and you're in no position to coach the game. You've not been able to put the plan together. You haven't coached one practice. You haven't been, I happen to know that. So we're going to hand this over on an interim basis there to Coach Woodbury. Is that understood?
Yes, it's understood. Okay.
All right, and the following week, I think we're back home against Nucco Gardens, and we'll see how it goes.
All right, well, first of all, Father, I want to thank you. You're right, I didn't think I was fired, but to hear it officially put here on the Vernon Dozier Hour.
You know, the Vernon Dozier Hour.
Look, I'll talk to Phil, and you can have, we'll get you your own hour.
Well, I see. So I need a favor, is that what I need?
It's not that you need a favor, it's just that Phil never thought you were the kind of guy that would...
that could carry an hour of this...
We'll talk to Phil.
Yeah, you do that. You know, I talk...
So that is exciting, and...
So did you suspect that, right?
I kind of did, yeah. I suspected that... What's Belmore Academy going to do for the rest of this? Now, they may fire me when the season's over. I don't know. I signed a deal with them 2 years ago, and it was for 3 years. So I got one more year. I got one more season on this deal. And they said they could fire me for cause. Now, because I had the jockstrap covering up the genitalia.
You think that was the big thing, huh?
Well, I mean, it shows that I did not have intent to be, you know, denude it. However you want to put it, it shows that I did have, it shows that I had the common sense. I don't know, it...
The common sense to what?
I covered my ball sack. The Vernon Dozier Hour. I'm Wad Elliott.
This guy, Wad Elliott, man. Get out of here, man. I'm Wad Elliott. Here's the Vernon Dozier Hour. I'm General Galen Shaw here for the Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Wad Elliott.